Anyway, we decided we needed to sit down in order to truly appreciate a sunset of that magnitude. We had to talk about the sunset and what it meant to us, and what a summer it had been, even though things had gone bad. And weren't these the best armbands ever? It was like, well, in the ads they call it Miller time. But this was Miller time in another dimension and in Technicolor, and without the smell of stale beer and urine hanging in the air. We talked and talked and talked about our hopes and dreams and visions of the future. Our reverie was disturbed by a cacophony of voices yelling and screaming. Night was now upon us, and when we rose to see what the commotion was all about, we noticed that some cars had taken a right instead of a left and were now stuck on the hill. Oh, shit. We'd forgotten all about our job. So we took off our armbands, threw them under the nearest car, and walked slowly back to the hillside. It was exactly what every responsible drug user would have done. The rock concert began, and it was absolutely wonderful. Well, anything would have been absolutely wonderful that night. Between the LSD and the complete lack of any stimulus other than politics for more than 2 months, we were riding in high gear. It was a night of pure and simple avoidance. We avoided thinking about the fact that we are now out of college, and what the fuck were we going to do on the heels of our failed venture? So we partied like there was no tomorrow. It was Boone's Farm for everybody. The band took a short break, and I walked down the hill with John John to check things out. I went over to the bummer tent, a true product of the 60s. The tent was set up for those people who took drugs and weren't having a very good time of it. Now, most of the time, you couldn't be too sure of the quality of the drug, although in my experience, the stuff was always of a very high quality, because back then, we didn't have business majors peddling lower quality stuff in an effort to increase profits. In the 60s, there was no such thing as a business major. Business majors began to blossom in the 80s, and there's something profoundly stupid about the whole concept. There are just too many kinds of businesses to possibly major in all of them. For instance, there's the business of selling chairs, and there's the completely different business of making chairs. The only thing they have in common is the need for an accountant. Well, back when I was in school, people didn't major in business. They majored in chemistry, because chemistry was big back then. And what did they do with their chemistry degrees? They made drugs for the rest of us. As a result, there was a lot of quality control, because the chemists who were making the drugs wanted to take them too. Besides, it would have been tough to give someone a bad drug, because they knew you, and would then beat the crap out of you. But even if the drug was good, it was impossible to tell what someone's reaction to it would be, and so the bummer tent came into being. A person could go to the tent and talk to a doctor, or to other folks who had taken drugs before and understood the cul-de-sacs people might find themselves in. So I went over to the tent as an observer, because now that I was having such a good trip, I thought John John and I could help these poor folks out. John John was obviously a huge help to me at this point. Maybe I could get him to share his expertise with others.